A very good morning to you all. It is just about 9 a.m. and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm DJ Schwab and it's good to have you with me this morning. You just heard Heartbeat by Don Johnson. Now let's get into another good classic that I like. It's going to be Blinded by the Light by Manfred Mann's Earth Band. Enjoy.
Another runner in the night, blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche. Another runner in the night. Yeah.
out the weather chart, see if it was safe outside. And little early birdie came by in his curly whirly and asked me if I needed a another runner in the night, blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night, blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
In the dark with the mumps as the adolescent pumps his way to his mind. With a border on my shoulder, feeling kinda older, I'd trap a merry-go-round.
It's gonna make it through.
Wondering if he could. could ever go home.
There from Bob Seger. Next up, we have a good Blondie classic. You're on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford.
I'll get you.
25 or 6 to 4 there from Chicago. You're on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Don't go anywhere because we'll be right back after this.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gone, and she's buying a stairway to hell. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. She's buying a stairway to hell. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. In the tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven. Ooh, makes me wonder a feeling I get when I look to the west, and my spirit is crying for leaving. In my thoughts I've seen rings of smoke through the trees, and the voices of those who stand looking. We'll be right back. and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
A live cover of Stairway to Heaven there from Heart. Anne and Nancy Wilson are still on tour today, and I believe you can catch them in Boston, actually, just a couple months from now in April. Let's get into a Heart classic now. It's Barracuda.
Yeah.
Hammer to Fall there from Queen. Now let's get into some David Bowie, Sound and Vision.
We'll be right back. searching for the gift of sound and vision. And I will say, waiting for the gift of sound and vision. Drifting into my solitude. Sound and vision. We'll be right back.
Philip Bailey and Phil Collins there with Easy Lover. Thanks for joining me this morning. Hope you'll tune in again next Wednesday at 9. You're on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
You just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. Made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did, looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up.